Hey y'all, welcome back to my show. This is Eugene, your rambling AON staff, and today we're going to ramble about if it is important to be passionate about coding. Is it important to be passionate about software development to be a successful software developer? Well, if you are on Twitter or YouTube and you are into software development, you probably heard that narrative that, oh, passion is important. Oh, you should be passionate about technology. Oh, you should be passionate about coding. But I think you don't have to be passionate about coding. And in fact, I think that statement that you should be passionate about coding is rather problematic. Because in software development community, we have different groups, we have different people. It's fairly diverse if we include everyone. And really think about software development community. For example, you may have other interests other than coding, and it's okay. Or maybe there is a person who has to take care of a disabled adult, or a single mom, or whatever circumstances might be. Because we all have different backgrounds and circumstances, and I think it's okay to unplug and do something different outside of work, other than coding. It's pretty much narrative nowadays with a lot of companies that if you have a bunch of open source projects on your GitHub, you're passionate about coding, you do coding on the weekend or after work just to develop something fun. I mean, it's good and it is fun, but I don't think it should be the industry standard because we have different developers. We have different developers from different backgrounds, and I think everyone deserves a place at the table. So let's talk about doing software development just for the money. I think there are plenty iOS developers and other developers who do software development just for the money. And it's totally fine. It's your job. You can be passionate about something else. It doesn't make you a worse developer, I don't think. And there's nothing wrong with doing something because it pays well. And because you know how to do it, and you do it well, and you can do it well. Yes, you can do it well. So let's talk about my story a little bit. I wasn't really passionate about technology when I was getting into technology. I wasn't passionate about it. My thought process was, okay, I need to make a lot more money. I need to support my family because when I was single, it was okay to survive on behavioral counselor money, and I was able to manage actually, and it was fine. But when I had another person in my life, I had another person to take care of, and there was a situation when I was the only working person in our union for one or the other reason. And I've realized that I can't really support my family like that. And I need to make better money. I need to do better. So, and I decided to explore career in tech. And I decided to explore QA because this is how not passionate I was about coding. I thought that coding was something mysterious. I thought that coding and technology was something extremely, extremely difficult, and I won't be able to do that. I needed to do something fast and something right now. So I decided to go with QA. And you know what? Passion for technology and for coding and for programming languages, it came a little bit later. In fact, I don't think that my true passion for coding came until I started doing iOS development. Even before, I was doing coding, I was doing test automation, and I touched different programming languages, but I don't think my true passion came when until I started doing mobile development, until I started doing iOS development. Well, you know what? I think I lied. I was really geeked up about Python. I started learning Python, and Python is absolutely fantastic. And I was looking for a job with Python. And surprisingly, in my industry, I couldn't find a lot of jobs with Python. And instead, I started doing iOS development. So I got really okay. I wouldn't say I was absolutely fluent and proficient in Python, but I was pretty confident in Python. I could write programs and things like that. But instead of building frameworks, I started building frameworks for mobile test automation. And now I couldn't do anything with Python. I don't remember because I haven't touched Python for so long. I mean, I can remember it if I play around with it long enough. But yeah, I don't think my passion for technology came until I started doing mobile development and iOS development. So let's talk about my story, about my life story, and how it is relevant, how passion and was I passionate about other careers that I had? And I have pretty exciting careers in the past, or places of employment or jobs, whatever you call it. So let's talk about sign language interpreting. I think every career that I had, it was a part of my lifestyle. With sign language interpreting, I was really involved with the deaf community, really in depth. And I would go to the meetups. I have a lot of deaf friends. I would socialize with people all the time in my neighborhood. All the authorities, like police, hospitals, attorneys, they knew that I was a sign language interpreter, and once in a while they would hit me up for a contract work. So kind of one-time thing. It was convenient. So, and I was socializing, and I was out there not just to get the client, just to get the money, but because I was truly passionate about it. Even when I would go to church, I would go to deaf church, where the whole service is in sign language. So, and I really enjoyed it. It wasn't like a burden or anything like that. I truly enjoyed it. When I went to college, and I decided that I want to be a mental health counselor, and I want to be a clinical psychologist, I started going to a therapy because I wanted to do therapy. I wanted to do counseling. And I went there not because I felt that I needed counseling, but just because it's a good practice for a professional to have mental health counseling. When you work in behavioral health industry, it's important to take care of yourself and take care of your emotional needs before you help others. And I spent a lot of time outside of work doing additional education, training. So I need my NLP practitioner certification just because I was interested in that, and I wanted to have as many tools and as many approaches as I possibly can I started with Gestalt therapy, and then I decided to go with NLP, with neuro-linguistic programming. So, and it was quite fascinating. It was quite fascinating. So back to technology, I think everybody has a place at the table. And I think it's okay to do work for the money. In my professional life, the money, it's definitely a big portion of my motivation. So let's say if behavioral health counselor or mental health counselor, all of a sudden they would make as much money as iOS developers, and iOS developers would make as much money as behavioral health counselor do, I would probably go back to behavioral health counseling, to be honest. I like iOS development, but hey, I need to support my family. I probably would do something on the side, because once you start programming, like, it's really fascinating, and sometimes you just like to build stuff. Sometimes you just like to mess around with new technology and with new frameworks. So, but like, I would definitely go back if the money was good. Would I consider another field just for the money? I probably wouldn't, because I'm in a really good place. You can earn all the money. I mean, if you want to make a lot of money, you probably should start your own business. But I was thinking about medicine. But medicine, to be a doctor, you have to go through a lot of school. I'm passionate about medicine. I'm part of software development. Yes, I'm passionate about medicine, but I wouldn't go to medical field for many, many years, sacrifice my lifestyle just to become a doctor. And at the age, I don't know, 55, to start practicing to be like a junior doctor. I don't know how medicine works. So after you finish your residency, you're an attendee, but like, I don't know if they do like senior, mid level, or principal. I'm not exactly sure, but like, I know like you're gonna be broke for a while in medical school. I watch a lot of medical or doctor YouTubers, and like, yeah, it's really hard work. So I probably wouldn't go. I probably wouldn't do there. Would I do another type of development that wouldn't pay more? I don't know, because I like software development. I like iOS development. I like what I'm doing right now. And yes, I could do AI or cybersecurity or web development or other type of or full stack development and make a little bit more money, but I'm pretty happy where I'm right now. So, and I don't feel that passion or that interest to learn other frameworks or other technologies just to make a little bit more money. And I think with iOS development, with mobile development, there's so much room to grow. And I think if you are a good iOS developer, I think it's okay to branch out to do Android and to do React Native or Flutter. So this is probably what I'm going to do. I'm going to stay in the mobile space, but at some point I will explore different opportunities, different platforms, different frameworks. So that's probably what I'm going to do. So, and I think I have nothing else to say on the topic. If you're passionate about coding, this is great. If you're not passionate about coding and do coding for the money, this is great. You can be a good iOS developer or software developer and just do it for the money. You don't have to be crazy passionate about your career. You don't have to be crazy in love with coding and programming language. It's okay. And I think we need to normalize that in the community. I think we need to make it completely normal that you can be a great software developer and just do it for the money. It's just your work. It's just your job. And it's not your lifestyle. And it's not your hobby. And it's how you make money. And if you are passionate about coding, and if coding is your lifestyle, that's okay. And to be honest with you, coding is kind of part of my lifestyle too, because obviously I have my YouTube channel and I have my podcast, and everything is about iOS development. Everything is about mobile development. So, but anyway, thank you for hanging out with me today. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I will see you next time, or I will talk to you next time. Bye, y'all.